You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, and I am joined today by the challah prince himself. I know it sounds crazy. A challah prince? A challah prince, but he is the prince of challah. I'm trying to keep myself calm, but this is very exciting for me. Idan Chabasov, or Chabasov, for those of us who are American, was born and raised in Israel. He is now based in Berlin. He has always been an artist with a professional background in dancing and in so many different artistic venues, and of course, animation art, and in doing PR in the lifestyle industry. It is now his mission to bring art into the baking world and to demonstrate the beauty of every single piece of challah. Chabasov has been baking this traditional Jewish bread for years, as we know it as challah, for years for friends and family, and in the process discovered a world of beauty, spirituality, and personal growth. The hobby remained a hobby until when? Until one evening, January 2020. Or after breathing and meditation, he spontaneously created the challah prince. There were no great intentions behind the challah prince, but rather as an artistic outlet that allowed him to combine his drive for the creative process with his different identities. So what started as a small Instagram account has soon become an ever-growing community of art, creativity, positivity, deliciousness, and fandom, because I am a fan, particularly during the trying times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Idan has been dedicating himself to the community, sharing his creations and unique ways of braiding dough, and personally communicating with every single one of his community members. And as the challah prince, in his role, after all, he is here to encourage and uplift, especially during trying times. And he joins me this morning from Berlin. I mean, I don't even know how to say good morning in German. How do I do that?
Hi, Miriam. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so, so excited.
This is great.
And, you know, especially today, which it's a great day that we're going to bake Shvisel Challah, which is wonderful. So I'm even super excited and extremely excited about that. In German, you say Guten Morgen.
I should have figured that out. So a Guten Morgen, well, it's not even morning for you anymore, but it's Guten Morgen for us here in
exactly.
New York. So I thank you so much for making the time. And of course, I can personally attest to the fact that you really do speak to everyone in your community, because that's how I got to you. I literally went to Facebook and I was first introduced to your challah braiding videos. And of course, we'll talk about Schlissel. We will not talk about Schlissel, but we will talk about Schlissel challah in a few moments. But I just want to explain how I came to you, because with my obsession with baking challah, and it really has become an obsession as well, and it's so nice to create something with your hands, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, I always said as well that the hands connect to the heart. So it's wonderful to express that through the hands. And also as a professional dancer, which I was, so I always said I'm dancing with my hands. So it feels really great.
So I can't imagine, though, that eating and baking all that challah works really well with your dance and your dance profession. Have you put the dancing aside in order to focus on the challah?
I mean, if you can dance it and then eat it, so it's even better.
That I hear. Tell me what you're doing in Berlin.
So I live in Berlin for 7 years already, and I'm very happy to say that this journey come to the end next month. I'm going to be back to Israel, to the challah land, and continue from there my activity. Well, in Berlin, when I arrived in Berlin, I start to work in a hummus restaurant, Israeli hummus restaurant. I worked there for 2.5 years. During these times, I just learned the language, and you know, it takes me a while to really get into the German environment, and afterwards I just start to work in IT companies and for Israelis departments, and the last 1 year ago, I just create my challah prints just as a hobby, no plan any plan to do from that to be with 31,000 followers, to be honest. And the journey in Berlin, actually, I start and I thought it's not going to take more than 1 year, to be honest. I thought it's going to be just very short experience, just to try to feel how is to be far away from Israel, just to put me outside from my comfort zone, because this is really the way I believe that people can grow and can develop themselves. But I fell in love. I fell in love in the people, in the city.
Wow.
And you know, Berlin, it's not Germany. Berlin, it's so international. It's like I say, Tel Aviv, it's not Israel. So you can say same about Berlin. And I just found myself like 7 years. That was easy, actually.
Wow.
to get there.
Oh my gosh, what a story. What an absolute story. And then a year, so it's been a little over a year since you've started the Challah Prince and you named yourself the Challah Prince. And of course, as a Jewish mother, I want to know why you're not the Challah King, but why you're only the Prince. But I'm sure you have a reason for that. But I want to know, who was the first person who baked challah with you? If you've been baking your whole life and you've been baking with family, who is the first person who baked challah with you?
You mean out of Instagram or?
Yes, like as a boy, as Idan, not as the Challah Prince.
Yeah, as Idan. So I have like a good friend of mine, and her name is Dvora. She lives in Israel. Wonderful Jewish mother, baking, cooking, doing delicious things. And actually, she was the first one I contacted her to ask her, how can I bake challah? Because here in Berlin, you can find some Jewish bakeries, but it's not the same, unfortunately.
Right.
So I really wanted to have like Israeli challah on the table. She gave me some tips. The recipe I brought from a friend of mine, his name is Snir, he's a baker and patisserie chef, and he gave me his simple recipe, which is not even contain eggs.
Right.
And that was so weird for me, because I believed that challah shouldn't contain eggs. And then when I create Instagram, people just were like, your recipes without eggs? And I was like, well, yeah, it should be like that, no? So,
so
that was very, very weird for me.
So it was your starting to bake challah was because you moved to Germany and needed to bring that piece of home, because that's what you were missing.
Exactly. The first thing you start to miss, it's the taste of Israel. It's the taste of the food. And who visits in Israel knows that in Israel the food is amazing,
right.
And there is really, and so the challah actually was, I think, between the first things that I really wanted to have on the table. And believe it or not, but the four first years that I just baked challah, it was three strands challah, very boring. Very not special, but
no way. No way. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. There's no way. Anybody who's listening to this show right now, if you're listening live, you really have to go to his website. You got to go to challahprince.com. You have to check out his videos, because if you go to Instagram, because we're directing everyone to Instagram. Why? Because if you see these videos, they're so intricate. They're so beautiful. These challot are not, I mean, they're literally... They're art. You are creating art with your hands, and the videos that you make are so easy to follow that I joke that even I can do it, and I have. They're still not as pretty as yours, but I'm getting there. But I don't understand. How did you go from three strands to, you're up to 9 strands or 10 strands?
Well, actually, today I do 10 and 12 strands.
Of course.
This is the multiply, yes.
Of course. Okay, so how did you go from 3 to 10?
Well, it starts from, I went through the 4 and the 5, which the 5 I found the more complex, by the way. even more than the 7 and the 8.
I'm stuck on 6. I have to be honest with you. I can't graduate past 6. The 5 I'm doing all right. 5 I'm doing all right. But once I was at the 6, I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea what's happening here anymore. And I can't serve my family, Idan, the ones I've messed up. I have to give them away to other people. But so then tell me how you get, seriously though, tell me how you master 3 and then say, okay, I'm gonna start playing around with other shapes, with other braiding, with other this. When you've only been doing this for 7 years, you didn't grow up in a bakery house. Your parents weren't bakers. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is really the moments that I realize and understand that the challah, it's not just the bread. It's a wonderful tool for personal development and growth, and wonderful meditation, that people can just enjoy it and be creative. And even if it's not the most beautiful thing that you create right now, it's still satisfying and it still feels great to make.
100%.
And as I said, that I moved to Israel to take me out from my comfort zone. So this was my next challenge, actually, to take me out from the comfort zone to make 3 strands challah over and over again. And with the time, I just like perfect the technique, the dough, because I don't have any experience with baking school. I have more experience in the art school, and I know how to work with materials, but still it takes time to perfect the dough itself even.
Right.
Because to make a great challah and braiding technique, you need to have a comfortable dough first.
100%. And I think it's very interesting, by the way, and I want to mention this again, that your dough does not include any eggs. The only egg that you recommend is for the egg wash. But if somebody wants to leave the egg wash off, you otherwise have a vegan challah. You have a challah without any animal products in there at all, which is remarkable. So to me, I'm listening to you say this challah without any eggs is the closest thing I have to an Israeli challah. And in my mind, I'm trying to figure out who started putting in eggs? Was it when people left Israel? Is the original Israeli challah something without eggs? Or is it just like, this is how you connect to home? This to you is the closest thing.
This is for me the closest things, yes. When I bake for Friday, so I mostly bake with 4 strands challah, which is the classic version. You know, sometimes I do even 6. And yes, in Israel, you can find a challah with eggs, without eggs. I know even some use butter and milk if they want to bake something during the week, not necessarily for Shabbat.
Right. Well, that sounds like it's closer to a brioche.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Just in brioche, there is like tons of butter. But yes, the challah also stay longer, soft and fluffy.
Right.
And what can I say? Yes, every time I bake challah, every time I see this bread, I just have images of Israel in my mind, and this is so filling.
100%. It must be very difficult to be so far away from home, but so close during COVID. And if this is how, you know, you're connecting through food, obviously is the most Jewish thing ever, right? This is what we do. This is what we do. We remind ourselves of home, and like we just finished Pesach and things that our grandmothers made and put on their tables. I mean, this is what we do. This is our tradition. But it's so funny that you bring this up, that you wanted to bring this home. And so you started baking challah, you know, when you moved to Berlin, is because about, I don't know, it was like three, four months ago, I was crazy. I became crazy that I haven't been to Israel in so long. I mean, we can't get in right now. Americans still can't get there. And I don't have an Israeli passport as much as I wish I had one. I don't have an Israeli passport. So I started baking pita. I started baking pita and making hummus around the clock because I needed to go home. And there's such a longing now. I miss Israel so much. And I kal vachomer, I mean, I'm so excited that you're going back next month. You're going home. I think that's great. Yeah. And the journey, I can only imagine where your next journey is going to take you. You're going to have a chala kingdom by the time you get back to Israel. But I get that. I get that need to connect. And we all, you know, we all miss Israel so much, the food, the smells, the taste, the people. And so I really, that whole part of your story speaks to me so much. You have no idea. And I know we only have a few minutes left, and you are great, and you're an unbelievable guest. And I know you have a big afternoon coming up. Also, you have wonderful interviews coming up. But let's talk about Shtisel. I'm kidding. Let's talk about Shtisel Challah. Let's talk about the fact that is there magic? Idan, is there magic in Challah?
Yes, there is a magic in challah. Any object in this world, there is some energy. And when we're talking about magic, so we're talking about energy, simple as that. And as we're baking it through the heart, through the hands, we mentioned it before already, the challah can be definitely a powerful tool to bring you happiness, to bring you material success, to bring you, you know, there is also the big ceremony of Hafashat Challah,
right,
of Challah separation, which we do, which it's like such an old traditional thing to do and amazing and spiritual, and just to bring us, just to connect to the energy of bliss, of love, of happiness. And so about your question, definitely. The challah, it's a magic.
100%. I agree with you. I agree with you. And there's also something, I mean, it's not, for me, it's not just about making the challah, it's also about giving it away. I love being a part of somebody else's Shabbat table. I love making too much challah for my own family so that I have to give some to you. And there's a sharing in that. There's satisfaction in that. Not only am I creating something that made a bracha that was connected and that people use for a, you know, for different skulot, right? They use it to bring health and wellness to somebody who is sick. And here we're using it as we ask for parnasa, we ask for material wealth and everything that goes along with that, and professional satisfaction. But there's also that satisfaction in just giving something to someone else that you made. And that has this holiness. Challah is, I agree with you, challah has energy. It's such a good way to put it. And I appreciate that perspective so much. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Totally. Thank you. And everybody, I have to encourage you, if you're not following Challah Prince on Instagram, I don't know what you're doing with your time, frankly. I don't know what you're doing. You want to learn how to braid. You want to learn how to do things. And this recipe is so simple. Not only is this, I'm telling you right now, I made your recipe and I did a video for it for my Instagram account, Breaking Bread Oven. And it'll air tonight at 9 o'clock. And you'll see me. I have no skills, folks. I have no baking skills. You'll see what I created out of Idan's recipe, because it's just that nice to work with. And again, it has no eggs. I can't emphasize that enough. I think it is so important. Idan, Challah Prince, you are an absolute doll. And I, with God's help, we should meet together in Tel Aviv.
Definitely. Yeah. Send me a message from there.
You got it. I know how to reach you now.
Yeah.
I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And in a month, as we like to say, Tisa Ni'ima.
Amen. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.